California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced a new online portal will allow survivors of sexual assault to confidentially and securely track the processing of their rape kits.
Victims and survivors should never be left in the dark. These kits should not only be processed timely, survivors deserve to know the status of their kits, and that is why we are here today.
Bonta said survivors will be able to monitor the processing of their kits from collection of the evidence to the kit being turned over to law enforcement, to a lab, to DNA analysis. A new law authored by Chino State Senator Connie Leyva requires that rape kits be submitted within 20 days and tested no later than 120 days after receipt. She called the new online portal a huge development.
I find it absolutely unacceptable that until now, rape survivors have had to contact law enforcement agencies by phone or in person to find out where their rape kit is and the status. As one survivor told me when we were working on this bill, I don't have to call that disinterested detective anymore.
Leyva and Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley authored legislation requiring timely testing of rape kits after an audit in 2020. Found California had a backlog of 14,000 untested kits. Natasha Simone Alexenko is keenly interested in timely testing. She was sexually assaulted and robbed while in college. Alexenko said her college roommate told her she should go to the hospital so evidence of the assault could be collected. Then she waited for the perpetrator's arrest. Alexenko said she was unaware that her rape kit was not processed for nearly a decade, leaving the assailant free to strike again and again.
And we did find the man that raped and robbed me at gunpoint. He is presently behind bars where he can no longer harm anyone. But in the interim, as my rape kit sat collecting dust, he was on a nationwide crime spree, harming others, victimizing others. He was, you know, a public safety catastrophe.
Alexenko said the idea of an online portal where a survivor can check the status of their rape kit is very basic.
I mean, we track our Amazon packages. Why shouldn't we be able to see where a rape kit is?
Along with the new portal, Attorney General Bonta announced the California Department of Justice has hired the state's first ever sexual assault evidence outreach coordinator. Dr. Sarai Crane will work with law enforcement, medical facilities, and other organizations to support efforts to track and process sexual assault evidence. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.